Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It has now been 16 and a half weeks since we found out that Josie has rectal cancer. And I'm still asking myself, what is it that I know? I know that Dave and I have started doing something, and it's just a new little hack that seems to help us. We've started using post-it notes and just writing the name of the person that we're praying for, and we post those in the hallway that we pass by all the time. And it seems like a little thing, but it is such a strong reminder to pray for these people. You walk down this hallway, and this one side is just filled with people in need of prayer. And you do it as you go by. Amen. I know I found myself the other day testifying to the people at Our Lady of Consolation, the National Shrine, the Catholic Shrine in Cary, Ohio. I call up there and I ask for prayers and share our needs on Josie's journey. And before I knew it, I was sharing our miracles and our blessings. And I was testifying. And when I was done, Anne asked me to send the messages that I've been recording up to her. So God uses us, uses us as a crooked stick to draw a straight line. And I was blessed and being used in that way. Amen. I know that last Friday, not just 2 days ago, but the week before that, I saw Josie in her kitchen. I was home then, and we were FaceTiming, and her infusion would come up that Tuesday, and was talking with her, and Dave walked by, and he listened to Josie, and out of the view of the camera range, he said to me, kind of mouthed, she must be on medical marijuana. That girl is lit, and she must be trying that out, because they had given her a prescription for that. So I remember after he said that, he said to Josie, so did you try that? Did you try that prescription that they've given you? And she said, no. I have not had that. I don't have any wine. I'm not eating any sugar. This is just me. And I will tell you, that is just Josie with God filling her. That is her being lit from within, given a joy and a peace that when someone sees it, you think there has to be some chemical causing it, something different, because it is just not understandable. Given her circumstance, it's not. How is that? And that is God. And that is what both Dave and I witnessed on Friday, and that I am called to share with you. I know that on Tuesday, I sat with Josie in a room where people would walk in, sign their initials on this dry erase board, sign the time, and sign in what chair they were in. And they would go and sit down in that chair, and they would be prepped to receive their chemotherapy, their infusion for that day. And I looked around the room, and what I saw was a human need. One that I don't even know how a person could handle without what God has for us, without prayer, without faith, without that strength that comes from, not from this world. God is lifting Josie. People are praying for Josie. Her strength is real, and I have shared that with you. It was a couple days later, and things were pretty tough. Josie wears a pump home with chemotherapy in it. And then on Thursday, she got that off and she was sitting with me. Thursday night was rough and she was sitting with me Friday morning. And she said, it is just so hard to surrender to it. And I remember what she meant is there's just moments where your body has nothing and it just shuts off. It just, you can't save up the energy. You can't plan for it. It's just done. And I remember Josie and I talking and saying that there is such a huge difference. She is not surrendering to it, but rather she is surrendering it to God. And that's the difference. When there is nothing there for you to fight with, God is fighting with you, for you, in your favor. Don't give up. Give it up to God. Don't surrender to it. Surrender it to God. In your weakness, He is made strong. In your moment when there's nothing left, He infuses and strengthens you and gives you rest. Gives your weariness rest. Just rest in the Lord. Rest in the love. Rest in the peace. Just surrender it to God. Don't surrender to it. Amen. I know that every week when I record these, I go different routes. I think of different things. I am shown different ways. I've seen the kicker for the Detroit Lions who's praising Jesus at the end of the game. And the woman goes, awesome, and turns to the next person to interview. But he used a platform and he told us about his love for Jesus Christ. And that's what I'm doing. In whatever way I meander or go through things, I am just simply telling you, I love Jesus. Amen. And as I do these, there's always scripture that stands out for me. And this week is, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And that is John 16:33. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we yet do not have, we will wait for it patiently. Romans 8:24-25. And so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. Isaiah 41:10. And I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Let's just take a moment and pray together. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we praise you and we come together, woven together, because one strand that is woven with others is stronger. And we pray together now for those who need you this day, in this moment, to realize they are not alone. To realize that as we pray together and pray for them, we are called to do that so that they will be lifted, so that they know they are not surrendering to it, but surrendering it to you. Lord, we pray that that might just wash over those who need us this day to pray for them. We love you. We give you thanks for your Son, for our Lord, for our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we pray this day, Lord, with the conviction in our heart, that is all that you are. That is all that you give. That is all that you love. That is all that we are not alone, and that you have conquered this world. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.